Besides nearly $800 billion tucked into the economic stimulus package President Obama signed last week, state and federal officials see deadlines they have to meet in to share in the distribution. The federal plan is designed to put money into the national economy quickly, and in many cases, states face a use-it-or-lose-it decision. Alaska faces the same time constraints, and the most asked question at the Capitol in Juneau is, are we ready? APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
States will share about $342 billion. Alaska expects $844 million as of right now. And the state's first deadline for getting money is March 10th, only 2 weeks away. It's for transportation projects that can begin immediately. John Tomasian with the National Governors Association last week gave his group a clear message. He says the states need to plan their policy and accounting procedures for the money, since the White House is expecting transparency.
We're recommending that governors need to appoint a lead coordination team or council that has expertise, extensive expertise in transparency and accountability.
But while that coordination exists, it's not formally visible in Alaska. It's in the background. Anchorage Republican Senator Liesl McGuire, who this week is in the nation's capital for a meeting of the Council of State Governments, says she's found that all but six states have some structure to deal with the money, and some of them are very well organized.
There is a fair amount of chaos and a vacuum, really, in terms of communication between the branches of government and certainly between stakeholders in our communities and the government.
Many other legislators and local officials are also frustrated with the lack of information available on the stimulus plan. Part of that problem is that the information is still arriving from Washington, D.C., as the deadlines get closer. Here's what we do know so far. Of the state's $844 million, $175 million is for highways and bridges. There's $23 million for clean water projects, $41 million for transit, $226 million for Medicaid, $170 million for education, and $36 million for food stamps. All of that is for use in the next 2 years. The first legislation on the state's program will be made public in a bill this week, outlining the Transportation Department's assessment of what it can use. The Office of Management and Budget is overseeing the administration's response. Director Karen Rehfeld has told each department to find and evaluate its own area of expertise. She says state workers are talking to federal workers, who themselves are still discovering their own requirements. And some state agencies are ahead of others. Rehfeld says there's an 800-page bill, and that's a lot of details.
Federal agencies have some very rigorous timelines that they need to meet in order to get the guidance out to states and to program managers. So there's a huge amount of work that needs to be done, and that's part of the challenge here.
And Larry Pursley on Hawker's staff is overseeing the House finance effort to follow the plan. He says that as the federal requirements come out for programs, the regulations are alongside, and the receiving agency will have to adapt, whether it's the state budget or an independent agency or a federal agency. Pursley and Rehfeld both say there will likely be several new budgets, and there will be amendments to the existing budgets that are now before the legislature. The goal is to keep up with the federal requirements, including the deadlines that are getting closer. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.